love ants in your pants. Someone says stop. Sit on the floor. Boy, stand up. I never said Simon Says.
Who's this Simon? It's Bossy.
You can only move when Simon says. It's the rules.
Okie dokie.
All right, gang, ice cream time. Get it while it's cold. Let's go.
Can't do it.
Why?
It's the rules.
What is that?
Uncle Jesse, they just learned how to play Simon Says.
Oh, Simon Says. All right. Simon Says, time for ice cream.
Yeah!
Come on, honey. Come on, go get it. You gotta remember that at bath time.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Nice to meet you.
Actually, my name is John. Kimmy just likes calling me Keanu.
Actually, my name is Danny. Kimmy just can't remember it.
I still can't get over that movie. See, now that I'm taking this film class, I can appreciate all the symbolism, you know, all the metaphor, the subtext.
Steve, we saw Ernest Gets a Bee Bite. You two actually watched the movie? Kimmy, a relationship isn't just making out. Oh my God, you're serious. Come on, let's get out of here before we get boring. Boring?
That is so far off.
So, you want to watch TV? Hey, I got the remote tonight.
No, Teach, come on. Forget about the TV, okay? I gotta talk to you about something. My film class is going down to L.A. for a special seminar next week.
Next week? Well, that's my school vacation. I thought we'd be together.
I know. I feel terrible. But my professor picked me and five other people out of the whole class. She says I have a critical eye. I guess it's because whenever she shows a film, I'm always the first guy to yell, hey, focus! You're not laughing. All right, I'll stay.
No, go. It's a good opportunity for you.
Thanks, Deej. You're the best.
What is going on here? Why is everyone so tired?
I'd ask Nikki and Alex, but I don't want to wake them.
Hey, where the heck's the newspaper at? Checked all the usual places, the hedge under the car, Gibbler's coffee table.
Oh, top of the morning to you. Where's me Lucky Charms?
Hey, you guys won't believe this. I was driving to the health club, and according to the radio, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Not 5 o'clock in the morning. It's 8 o'clock. Look.
April Fools.
Morning, breath. It's not even April yet.
I know, but every year when I try and catch you guys with an April Fool's joke, you expect it. This, however, was brilliant. You were totally surprised. I changed every watch and clock in the house.
I knew it was too early. When I woke up, I didn't even need to go to the bathroom.
Joey, I think I speak for everyone in the house when I say to you, pack your bags, you're moving out. Get out.
Get out.
Come on, you guys. It was a joke. Isn't anybody going to be a good sport?
Forget it. You're going down, Gladstone.
Yeah, this is absolutely ridiculous. You know what, everybody? Look on the bright side. We get a couple hours extra sleep. See ya.
Well, top of the day to ya.
I'll get the kids.
Good morning. Happy breakfast.
It's not time for breakfast.
Now, listen, there's been a little mix-up here, and we're going to get a couple more hours of sleep this morning, fellas.
No sleep.
I think I'll put him in Joey's bed.
Deej, aren't you going back to bed?
No, I don't think I can sleep.
What's the problem?
It's me and Steve. I mean, you should see Kimmy and Keanu. You have to pry them apart with the jaws of life. Steve and I used to be like that. And we never wanted to be apart for a minute.
Well, you know, it's normal for a relationship to go through stages. I mean, the first stage is always hot because it's new.
And when it's not so new?
Well, then you have to find out if you have more going on than just the initial attraction. You know, find out if you have the same interests.
Yeah, but you and Uncle Jesse have been together forever, and you're still hot for each other.
That's one of our interests.
Deej, come on. It's going to be a great party.
I can't. Steve's going to call from L.A. Besides, I would feel weird by myself.
Well, you won't be by yourself. You'll be with us.
You'll be making out all night. Well, we'll need a spotter. I'll pass.
Then at least come with us tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna climb Eagle Mountain.
Thanks, but I'm more of a mall dweller.
Suit yourself. Come on, let's get to the party before all the good couches are taken.
Hey, Deej.
Hey, Deej, since you're babysitting tonight, we have got a really important job for you. We have finally figured out a great trick to play on Joey.
It's Operation Payback.
Great. How does it work?
Well, you might want to take notes on this, sweetie. You know how every week Joey goes and he buys those lottery tickets and thinks he's going to make the big score? Uh-huh. Well, this time, we're going to make him think that he did.
Well, that's kind of cruel.
Exactly. Now, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to tape the lottery show tonight. And then we're going to go out and get the same numbers, and I'm going to switch that ticket with Joey's ticket.
And then the next time Joey sits down to watch the lotto drawing, we play the tape.
The numbers match exactly. He thinks he's a zillionaire, and it's Shaft City.
Then we tell him he didn't win and laugh at him like he laughed at us.
No. We laugh much harder.
Well, it looks like you're my Saturday night dates. What do you want to do?
I want to be a farmer. Come on, DJ. You be a goat. Be a goat.
I'm a goat. I'm a goat. Hello. Hello?
DJ?
Steve. How's LA?
It's incredible, Deej. They took us to this beautiful restaurant here in Beverly Hills. There are stars everywhere. Listen to this. I actually met Tom Cruise's dental hygienist. And I've been seeing the greatest films by these awesome directors. Deej, I can't tell you. It's been so amazingly stimulating.
So, well, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been making really neat goat sounds.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I use the phone? My flip phone died.
DJ! Suzanne Summers just touched me. I gotta go, okay? I love this town!
Steve?
It's all yours, Miss Summers. Oh, and if I may say so, thanks to that dye master of yours, my mom's got the cutest buns on the whole block.
That must be your dad.
I stayed home for that? What am I doing with my life?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not waiting around for anybody. I'm going to that party.
Bye-bye, Gigi. Come on.
I intend to. Okay, tonight I'm babysitting. But tomorrow is a brand new day.
Kimmy, you're doing great. You must be part mountain goat.
Could be. You know, when my grandfather got mad, he used to lower his head and ram people.
DJ. Doesn't she just crack you up?
Yeah, remind me to laugh if we ever make it back down. Whoa. We're really high. Aren't you guys scared at all? I'm too dumb to be scared.
Okay, just a little more and we'll be at the top.
We're going up that?
Well, it's a lot easier than it looks, and there's hand and footholds all the way up. Just follow me.
I love this view. I could watch him climb all day. Kimmy! Forget the view, you almost fell off the mountain.
Yeah, but what a way to go.
Girls coming up.
Be right there, lover boy. I can't move. I'm too scared. Why did I ever do this?
Well, you said you didn't want to be stuck at home while Steve's out sharing phones with the rich and the sexy.
Yeah, but I don't want to be stuck on this ledge either.
Deej, you gotta face this fear. I mean, what's the worst that could happen to you?
Well, I could fall and be splattered into thousands of little pieces on these very hard, pointy rocks.
There you go.
Give me your hand.
Deej, you did it.
I did do it. I conquered my fear. Look at this view. You can see forever. This is spectacular. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Deej, will you stop yakking? You're killing the mood.
I can't believe I almost missed this. You know, in some weird way, Kimmy, I couldn't have done this without you.
Hey, you taught me how to shave my pits. What goes around comes around.
Hi, DJ.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Oh, nothing. Just waiting around for about 3 hours. I came home today. We had a date, remember?
Oh, it's Saturday. You're home from L.A. I don't know what happened this week. I've been so busy.
Well, thanks. It's nice to know you missed me.
I'm sorry. I've just been doing so much stuff. You know, I even got to hang out with Steph and Michelle. I forgot how much I liked them.
Did you forget you had a boyfriend?
No. But my whole life doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah, it revolves around us.
We'll be upstairs if you need us.
You know, I know what this is about. You're just trying to get back at me for going to L.A.
Steve, I'm not trying to get back at you. Man, you share one phone with Suzanne Summers and you think you're Mr. Hollywood.
I cannot believe that you were jealous of me and Suzanne.
Jealous? Steve, go home.
Okay, all right, I'm going home. But it's not because you told me to. It's because my mom said not to be late for dinner. And I don't intend to be.
Okay, Jojo, time for the big lottery drawing.
Okay, Michelle, turn up the TV and then turn on the tape.
Joey, be with your family, the people who love you.
What's everybody doing here? You guys are always telling me how dumb I am for buying lottery tickets.
Oh, not today, Joey. We are here to cheer you on.
Yeah, it is your lucky day, buddy. Michelle, turn this on.
And here are the numbers in this week's Super Lotto $50 million jackpot. 14.
Yeah, I actually got one.
5.
Yes.
29.
Yes.
41.
Yes.
23.
Oh, my God, yes.
And the last number is 6.
Yes, 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 I won. I did it, I'm rich. Oh, Michelle, I think I'll buy a ranch, a big ranch, and I'll get you that pony you always wanted. Oh, forget the pony. I'll buy you a horse, a big horse, a big 10-foot-tall horse with a golden saddle. I'm a 50 millionaire, yes!
Joey, this is just, it's incredible. I want to touch it, I want to feel it, I want to smell this puppy.
Hey, I said it was lucky day, let me smell the puppy.
Guys, careful. Hey, I was smelling the puppy first.
Let me smell the puppy second.
Hey, come on, you're being a baby.
Oh, I'm not.
Guys, don't rip it, don't rip it.
Let go of it.
Fine.
My money, my $50 million!
Joey, face it. It's gone.
Gone?
Yeah. Well, Joey, you know what they say.
April Fools!
What?
Gotcha.
This was a joke. But I saw it on TV.
No. See, we taped the drawing from last week, right? We went out, we bought those numbers, and we switched that ticket with your ticket.
But there's no tape in there.
Well, sure there is. I put it in there this morning.
I pressed the play button.
I'm telling you guys, there's no tape in there. I took it out this morning to clean the heads. We were watching the real show.
Have mercy, Joey's ticket actually won.
The fireplace!
Man, it's nothing but ashes in there.
Well, gang, you know what they say. April Fools!
What?
The tape was in there the whole time.
Oh, that knucklehead got us again.
Here's a little hint. Next time, don't label it joke on Joey.
Oops.
Gang, next time, don't mess with the king.
What are you doing up?
I'm just having some tea and thinking.
Oh, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about having some tea. So, you okay?
Steve and I had a fight. It just feels like we're not on the same wavelength anymore. Is that how it felt when you and Vicky broke up?
Well, yeah. Sometimes people in relationships just go off in different directions.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with me and Steve. I mean, when I was on that mountain, something inside of me changed. I just realized that I've been with Steve so long that I was forgetting who I was.
Well, maybe you have to, you know, talk to Steve and try to make him understand how you're feeling.
You're right. You know, it's nice having these talks without being in trouble.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I could ground you for a couple weeks.
You're the best.
Oh, I am, aren't I?
Well, what do you think?
I think that there should be an elevator there.
Steve, come on, look around. Don't you feel exhilarated? Don't you feel overwhelmed? Don't you feel anything?
Well, you know, I feel like a chili dog.
Get it.
I'm just kidding.
No, but I'm serious.
What's the problem?
It's us. You know, it's like somebody let the air out of our relationship. Don't you feel it?
Oh. Well, I'll admit that things aren't like they used to be at the beginning, but hey, I was willing never to bring it up.
Talking about it's not going to make it go away. You know, there's something missing between us.
I know. I was thinking about that in L.A. We're not connecting like we used to, you know? But, you know, we still have fun. We get to hang out. We talk to each other.
Yeah, but where's the heat? I mean, where's that passion that we used to have? I mean, what you're talking about is a friendship. It's not a romance.
So what are you saying? We should break up? That's a scary thought.
I know. It scares me, too. I mean, you're the first guy that I ever loved. You know, but climbing this mountain was really scary. Until I actually did it. And then it was incredible.
I understand, Deej. I mean, you're my first love, too, but we can't stay together just because we're afraid to break up.
Yeah, because if we did, we could both be missing out on other incredible things.
Yeah, but we'd lose something incredible, too. Us.
No, we'll never lose us. We'll always be friends.
I hope so. You're the best friend I ever had.
Did we just break up?
Yeah, I think so.
What's next?
I guess we should just head down and face the world. But is it okay if we take the trail this time?
Sure.
Deej, are you coming?
Go ahead, I'll catch up.
You sure?
Yeah, I just need a minute. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.